This is a contemporary and fresh take on the traditional flea marketplace. It's called Designers and Fleas, and it's only here in Ultimo for one day, so make sure you check it out if you can. Here in studio this morning to talk to me a little bit more about the Designers and Fleas market is creator and curator, Carolina Todeman. Carolina, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Good morning.
So, could you tell us a little bit more about how, you know, this market started? Like, what is the deal with the...
What is the deal? Yep. Designers and Fleas.
There we go.
That's better.
Yeah.
Designers and Fleas has kind of been milling around in my brain for a while. And recently, UTS and the Department of Industry joined forces, and we've created a platform for the creative industries here in New South Wales, and it's called Kindred. It's for Kindred folk. It's for those creative practitioners that want to get a little bit of business sense. We're going to give them entrepreneurial skills. It's all about knowledge exchange, passing it on. Got great interviews with people like Zara Nalbandian from Animal Logic, the wonderful collective over at Frost have partnered with us. Vince has done an interview. Joe Snell, the architect designer, the amazing Frida Las Vegas. We've got all these fantastic people contributing and sharing. And we were kind of kicking around, well, if we're here telling people to get their hustle on, hustle with heart, that's what we're all about, we should really put our money where our mouth is. So we've decided to create a platform for these very people that we're saying you need to get some business skills. And we keep hearing that the opportunities aren't there for emerging. All these fantastic, beautiful, talented graduates coming out of UTS, UNSW, TAFE just down the road here, and there's nowhere for them to go. So we're creating that little filling the gap. That's what we're about. And then it's like, well, if we're going to do a market, let's not just do an everyday market.
Go hard.
Yeah, I know, go hard or go home. So the other thing that we do, special projects at UTS, is community. We're all about the Ultimo community. So Designers and Fleas is a bit of community, bit of creativity, smush it together. We've got live painting happening, so you can actually go in and join Frida. Frida Las Vegas will be painting three big pieces. We're actually going with a Love is Love theme as well for this market.
Nice.
It's in the zeitgeist. So we've got a bit of love in the air, bit of love for Ultimo. Inject a bit of colour. We've got a live pom-pom making station. So if you want to get your craft on, you can do that.
That is so cool.
Yes. We've got henna tattoos if you want to get a bit of henna. And then obviously we've got all the talented current students, recent graduates, and some beautiful artisans and makers. And then just to mix it up, we've got some cool vintage rock tees and other upcycled goods as well.
You've got everything.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's channeling, I'm kind of a bit obsessed with Williamsburg in Brooklyn. So I thought let's bring a little bit of the Berg to Ultimo.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, because we see there's a lot of similarities. Ultimo, it's got that gritty past. It's a really resilient place. And Brooklyn is kind of like that as well. And there's a bit of a saying, the Paris end of Paris end is Piemont. So we're saying, well, we're Brooklyn. All in the West End.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we're claiming it. We're the West End. Paris at Piemont. They've got the Growers Market on the same day. The bookends.
Very nice.
And we've got Designers and Fleas. And 2SER DJ as well.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yes.
You mentioned before there it's kind of an extension of the Kindred project you were talking about.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Kindred.
So Kindred is a knowledge exchange. So the Department of Industry has a thing called knowledge hubs. And there's one for data. There's one for like mining. I think there's medtech. I should know them off by heart, there's five. And this one's brand new and it's for creative industries. And they approached UTS because there's a little bit of a relationship there. And they're like, would you like to do this? And it was like, yes, we would. Thank you very much. So we joined forces with them and we've created this platform called kindred.place. Starting online, if that's, you know, you don't want to do too much, just go there. There's all these great resources. There's fact sheets. There's videos, there's podcasts produced by 2SER.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm actually the host of those. It's called The Tonic. So they're great. There's some fantastic guests on that. So it's all about resources and useful. And then what we're going to do is extend that to live events, whatever the community wants and needs. that's what we're going to give them. It's not about us dictating. It's the opposite of Academia Ivory Tower. It's about creatives getting together and also getting different creatives from all the different areas to rub shoulders, because that's something that's bubbled up that they really want as well.
Very nice. Yeah. It sounds awesome.
It's been a lot of fun, I have to say.
Just to jump back on the designers and fleas market itself, I know you're talking a little bit more about all the stuff you do have, but what actually, I suppose, makes it unique? What separates it from other flea markets?
I think it's the vibe. It's a community spirit. It's all under one roof to start with. So rather than lots of little pop-ups, it's one big marquee, which is actually being built right now on the empty lot on Harris Street. If you go by today and all you local Ultimo residents and you think, what is going on? It's Designers and Fleas. Have got a few posters on street poles as well, you've probably seen. And we did do a letterbox drop to all the locals to let them know to come on down. There's fresh flowers. Come and get a henna tattoo, get a beautiful bunch of flowers, maybe pick up some bric-a-brac. And it's about community spirit as well. So that's what's different, having the live maker spaces, the music, the cafes are open on Omnibus Lane, and it's also open day as well.
Oh, man. Yeah. So it's going to be all hands on deck.
It's going to be busy. Yeah, we thought that was a good way to kick off the new market.
Yeah.
And we'll do another one in December.
Oh, very cool.
Quarterly.
We will have to keep an eye out for that one. Yes. So for tomorrow, where can people find it? How can people get involved?
Just roll on down literally to 634 Harris Street. It's the empty lot that's usually a bit sad and lonely. And tomorrow it's going to be a bit of an extravaganza of fabulousness.
I love it. Completely different from the sad and lonely regular empty lot.
Yeah, tumbleweed. Yeah.
Tumbleweed. Oh boy, it's true. Yeah. Well, Carolina, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on in this morning.
No problem.
There we go. That was Carolina Todeman, creator and curator of the Designers and Fleas Market. It's happening tomorrow, one day only. Do not miss out. We'll pop all the links up on the podcast, which you'll be able to find at 2ser.com.